helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for August 30th, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Special thanks this week to Chris S., a listener from Auckland, New Zealand, who left a substantial donation in our tip jar. Thanks again, Chris, and I hope you continue to enjoy Career Opportunities. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a review in the iTunes podcast directory. You'll find a link on the website. Have something to say about Career Opportunities? Call our listener line, 206-338-5832. Again, that's 206-338-5832. Leave your message and you might just end up on the podcast. Today's podcast, an interview with Stephanie Meyer on how high tech affects the job of a librarian.
Hello, everybody. Today we're talking with Stephanie Meyer. Stephanie Meyer is a librarian at a private school here in the San Fernando Valley in the Los Angeles area, and we were talking about how high tech is affecting the craft and career of a librarian. Now, I know you had mentioned some items about how things are changing, so why don't you let us know what's changing most about librarianship in the era of high tech?
Well, what's changing is that information is more readily available. It's not only available at the school library, but it's available from home. So we're pretty much virtual libraries today, which is very exciting. Students can look up in the catalog from home. They can look up in the many databases. In my school, we have about 13 databases, and that's very exciting. Librarians have always been in the information field. We're trying to give people information, and technology is just another way to do it. It's another tool for us. A couple years ago, I threw away my Reader's Guide to Periodical Literature, and that was a very emotional thing because I grew up with that, but we haven't used that for over 10 years.
I remember
it's just set on the shelf.
Poring over it in high school, looking up magazine articles, and then not being able to find the magazine articles because, you know, they didn't have the magazine or something like that, where nowadays you can much more find those online as well, where you can actually link to the original source material.
Now, you were talking earlier a little bit about Wikipedia, and I'm sure most of my listeners have heard of Wikipedia, and it's an online ad hoc encyclopedia, and you were mentioning some issues in your career also are helping students to discern information as well as not just take everything as accepted fact.
Right. I think our biggest job is to help students be critical thinkers and to look at the information that's on the web, whether it's Wikipedia or a website, and to see where that's coming from, who's putting that site up, what's their agenda, where's their information coming from, have they documented that information. And that's a hard thing to do in an age where the information is so readily available and students have that sort of McDonald's syndrome. They want to go in and get it and they want to drive out. And you can't do that when you're doing research, you know, for academia. You have to be able to know what your resources are and if they are legitimate resources. So we try to train them on how to look at the web pages. And there's a wonderful article in the New Yorker about Wikipedia, about the good things about it and the bad things about it. And it certainly has its use, and it certainly have to be aware when you're looking at it where the information is coming from.
You mentioned the concept of a virtual library, and so you're actually providing some services even when the students are working at their own computers at home then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is password protected, but they can get into any of the databases that we subscribe to from home, which is wonderful, you know, so you can do your research 24/7 if you want.
And no more sitting around after school slogging through dusty old books to try and find that one piece of information you need for that class tomorrow then.
Yeah, no. But then we also find that sometimes the information is just better in a book resource. And so we do provide that too. And some students really like to handle the book, look at the photographs, look at the information. And there's a lot of wonderful publishing today.
So that's a good lesson to teach them, too, is always go to the best source for the material. It may or may not be online, but you can still rely on books when they have the information you're after.
One of the things that we do when we're starting research with a student, and they don't know a whole lot about their topic, we will actually recommend that they go on Britannica Online, because Britannica Online's great, and to get sort of an overall feel for what the topic is. And then from there, they can go do deeper research using the catalog to find books, going out on some of the databases and getting a better idea. But Britannica Online is just fantastic for just that overall picture.
And it's kind of, that's been the role of encyclopedias all throughout history, is to give you a rough overview of this topic area so you'll know where to go looking for more information. So that sounds like a really great idea.
The same is for World Book. You know, for the younger students, we recommend that they look at World Book. And then, whenever they're doing research, we're training them to cite their sources. Really hard to learn how to cite sources, particularly websites. That becomes very difficult and complicated sometimes.
Now, there are APA style guides and stuff for citing websites and stuff now, right? If I remember
correctly.
Absolutely.
We use what's called MLA.
MLA. Oh, well, so you're an MLA person.
Yeah, MLA.
You're lucky I even know those acronyms in some regards, but I do. It's been a long time since I've been in the classroom.
But, and the kids hate it, and I have to admit, I don't like doing it, but it's a fact of life. When you're doing any kind of academic research, you've got to do it. And there have been issues in the press this past year of people who published information in book form and magazine form and didn't cite their sources, and they're being called on the rug for it, and you can actually be kicked out of school if you.
And they have a name for that. That's called plagiarism. That's right, boys and girls. You got to make sure that you, if you're going to pull from other people's material, you do have to make sure you quote them. So another thing that a good librarian will always teach you right up front as well. Now, you mentioned Britannica. Mm-hmm. Which I believe is Britannica.com, I believe, or?
Well, we subscribe to it. You can get into a sort of a front level of Britannica just by going to www.britannica.com. But we subscribe to our databases, which allows you to get into the deeper levels.
And World Book as well, is that, they have a public front as well?
You know, I don't know. I haven't actually checked it, but probably so. Because they're in the business of making money. And so they're going to tease you a little bit.
Right.
And that's what's wonderful about libraries, because all libraries today, the public library is fantastic. I mean, they have wonderful databases. They have some that we don't, and I encourage my kids to go there just because they're so expensive that why, you know, have a double source when we can use the public library.
Besides those couple of websites, what other websites do you find useful for the kids in your care, as it were?
Well, it depends on what we're doing. You know, whenever there's a research project or a teacher is doing a project in the secondary school, we will go out and look to see what's there and what resources are available. And we put up on our website, our library website, what we call cheat sheets, which are places to go for information. And we will list the websites that we think are really great and appropriate. And it makes their life easier if they pay attention to us, because then they don't have to go out and weed through all the stuff.
Exactly.
We've done it for them.
You've kind of winnowed down the internet, as it were, into a few good places to start.
Right. And we really encourage them. And sometimes a faculty member will say, well, they can only use these particular websites.
Once again, that's a typical role of a librarian, is the winnowing down of this great mass of human knowledge down into pieces that people can actually access and make use of.
Right. That's our job.
So you don't think librarians are going away anytime soon?
I don't think so. And we do a lot of what we call reader's advisory, which is just reading. I have a wonderful colleague in my library who has really gotten our high school kids to read. And to say that students don't read today outside of what they're doing in the classroom is not true. If you've got a good librarian who's well-read herself and can share that knowledge with the kids, you'll have readers.
Well, great. I think it's a wonderful place for a librarian to be. And all of you out there who might be thinking librarians are going away anytime soon, well, I hope this has helped to change your mind. Thanks again, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
This week in Career Opportunities, when you can't help. Too frequently these days, we find ourselves standing between two finger-pointing corporations who insist to the end that the problem is not their fault. Despite your best efforts, you'll have to admit sometimes that you can't help the client any further. Subscribe to Career Opportunities today to receive each new show automatically. Visit our new subscription page at welchwright.com/subscribe. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. welchwright.com/career. welchwright.com/career. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a vote on Podcast Alley at podcastalley.com, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, or a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find links for all of these on the website. Experience podcasting with a Southern California style. Check out the LA Podcasters. Entertainment, news, technology, and more. LAPodcasters.com.
Good Night Burbank is a comedy about the people who bring you the news while they're bringing it.
Are you hitting on her? Is no one safe?
Yeah, you are.
See for yourself why USA Today calls it a lot better than 99% of the stuff on TV. For the full story, head to goodnightburbank.com.
Austrian officials have jailed British historian David Irving for denying that the Holocaust ever happened. Whew, makes you think.
Yeah, about censorship.
No, I mean about whether the Holocaust ever happened or not.
Good Night Burbank. Breaking news. Broken reporters.